Wow. What a blessing. Please let us all stand on our feet. Everybody, if you can stand, please let us stand so that we can all pray. Let us worship God maybe for 2 minutes, wherever you are. Lift up your hands, let us worship God. Wherever you are, just tell Him, Jesus, you are all that I need. I love you so much. Yes, just talk to God for these few minutes. Oh, yes, I love you, Jesus. Oh, yes, I love you so much. Thank you for your special love for me. Thank you for your special grace. Oh, yes, just keep worshiping God. Think about nobody else, but think about God only. Oh, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We worship you this morning. We lift your name in Jesus' name. Somebody want to clap your hands for Jesus this morning? I think you can do much better than that. Hallelujah. I think you are doing better and better and better and better. It's so nice to be here. It's a blessing to be here. It's powerful to be here. The glory of God is here. God is in this place. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Please just be seated. I think it's only days of Elijah. We want to sing Days of Elijah. How many like Days of Elijah? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shall we sing it? These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. These are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And these are the days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sorrow. Speak out the voice in the desert, cry, prepare the way of the Lord. One more time. These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. These are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. These are the days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sorrow. As we are the voice in the desert, cry, prepare the way of the Lord. Behold, He comes, riding on the ground, riding like the sun. Lift your voice, say, year of Jubilee. Out of Zion, Caesar. Behold, He come. Behold, He come. Riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, say, year of Jubilee. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, building the temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, the fields are as white in your will. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the way of the... Amen. And these are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. These are the days of your servant David, thanking the temple of praise. And these are the days of the The fields are as white in your way. We are the royal. Declaring the way. Behold, he come. Behold, he come. Riding on the cross. Shining like the sun. I the remember. Go lift your voice. The year of Jubilee. Out of Zion, Caesar. Behold, he come. Riding on the cross. Shining like the sun, and the trumpet call, lift your voice, the year of Jubilee, out of Zion, Caesar. One more time, behold, he comes, riding on the cross, shining like the sun, and the trumpet call, lift your voice, the year of Jubilee, out of Zion, Caesar, the shame comes. You wanna say, I'm trading my sorrow. I'm trading my sorrow. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sorrow. Trading my sorrow. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. We want to say yes, Lord, this morning.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes,
yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, 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 amen. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes.
Yes, Lord, yes,
yes, yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord, yes. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes. Amen. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Let me teach you a song. Huh? Do you like praising God? Do you know when you are in the coffin, you cannot praise God anymore? It's finished. So I'll be saying, Jerusalem, the city. Then you say, the city of God above. I'll say, Jerusalem, the city, sharp, G sharp, of God. Ask your neighbor, would you like to be in Jerusalem? Or you want to go to Jericho, or you want to go to... Okay, let's try it. Jerusalem, the city. I think that side is more powerful. Jerusalem, the city of God above. Okay, let me try this. Jerusalem, the city. Okay, let's give that side a chance. Jerusalem, the city of God above. Wow. Everybody say, Jerusalem, the city of God above. I want to be there. I want to be there. I want to be there. To be there forever. I want to be there. Say, I want to be there. I want to be there. I want to be there. To be there. Okay, you are not dancing. I'm going to the Alive Church.
I want to
want to be there, to be there forever. I want to be there, 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 be there forever. I want to be there, 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 to be there forever. I want to be there, 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 to be there forever. I want to be there, 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 to be there forever. I want to be there, 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 to be there for.
You don't know how to dance like the president.
I want to be there.
Come on! I want to be there.
I want to be there. I want to be there. I want to be there, to be there forever. I want to be there. I want to be there. I want to be there. I want to be there, to be there forevermore. Jerusalem, the city, the city of God above.
I say Jerusalem, the city,
the city of God above. Woo! So fill him up in me, a petty me kale, so busa, long top, fill him up in me. Woo! So fill him up in me, a petty me kale, so busa, long top. So fill him up in me, it is so fill him up in me, a petty me kale. Uso busalo, onke mekho wasombona, uJesu mayebuya. Oh, when Jesus comes, uJesu mayebuya. Uso busalo, onke mekho asombona, onke mekho wasombona, uJesu mayebuya. Ujesuma usobusa lomhlaba lo.
Somebody give the Lord a mighty shout. Be seated and listen.
Umuhawu wa Ramasedi. Umuhawu wa Ramasedi. Umuhawu, umuhawu, umuhawu. Warama, womoha, 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 warama, womoha, 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 warama, lomusa, lomusa, nge, lomusa, kankulunku, lomusa, lomusa, nge, lomusa, kankulunku, lomusa, 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 kankulunku, womoha, 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 waramas, omoha, 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 war.
Oli kanibo, tuli kanibo, tle. Oli kanie, oli kanibo, tle. Oli kan, oli kanibo, tle. Oli kanibo, tle. Oli kan, oli kani. Lomusa, lomusa, nge, lomusa, du, du, dis, kankulungu. Lomusa, 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 kankulu. Wanele bong, wanele bong, ke, wanele bong, wanele bong, ke, wanele bong, ke, wanele bong, ke, wanele bong, wanele bong, wanele bong, ke. One level, one level,
One nail,
so good to be here. Wow. Are you excited to be in the house of the Lord? Let me tell you, when you die, you will not have this opportunity again. You'll be lying like this in the coffin. Finished. What an opportunity to praise the name of the Lord. Now, before you hear the word of God briefly, I want you to go to about how many people do you want to greet? 10 people. Greet them and love them. Those outside should come in, please, quickly. Stand on your feet and greet 10 people. Tell them you are welcome to the house of God. Welcome to church. Welcome to the city of David. It's good to see you. You don't look bad. Akuta mogolokwane Livele Boki sama aya Hulahle Hava mangata Nehodi ya masanda ya Impona Yansa maisa Hake sama kilimu ki jeso
mama sute
kimu kimu ngatsila ki habile ni odimo natuza ya ba silenha inna bututu I'm not walking alone. Kikitsa mailemu kinali mure na cheso. You are not walking alone. You will never be alone. Although it is a narrow way, I've come to encourage you that you are not alone. Ki habi leli odimo lekeba silenha kina mututu hakitso maikinemu kinali kinali mure na cheso Somebody clap your hands for Jesus this morning. Clap your hands for Jesus. Clap your hands for Jesus. Marandovo sandala mayahanda. Shakuta mayanda. Imele siandolo bobosha. Meni andolo bobosandara babama. Please just be seated for a few minutes. Likunutu Lemorena Ohuna Tihakaka Kibuisa Naliana Kamo Pilu. Sometimes nobody understands you. Nedia ma shodaya limurena nedia kimulala tsi tsi senghatla tsa salifati kiruletso katse Likunutu Lemurena. My God, I wish I was in church this morning. I wish I could get a little Zaluani Musong Ono Kimulala. Likunutu Limurana Hunaki Likono. Ah, somebody clap your hands for Jesus this morning. May he come through for you. 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 May he hear your prayers. May he change your direction. May he change your story. May he glorify himself. Ah, may he lift you up. I prophesy and I declare that God is coming through for your life. Your life will never be the same again. Hallelujah. My God. Who is Jesus? I'm discussing a topic. And my argument this morning is that Jesus is the splendor and the beauty of God. Who is Jesus? Look. When you don't have a revelation of somebody, you may never behave well in the presence of the person. One time I was flying from Johannesburg.
Johannesburg.
And I was coming to Botswana. Maybe last year. I was sitting next to a white man. So I was quiet. Just after they gave us some drinks and things, so I decided to greet him and change my accent a little bit. Like, sir, how are you? So, I'm good, brother. How are you? I'm good. I told him, I'm so and so. Now, he told me his name. I think he was called Andrew. Very nice man. And I asked him, do you come from Botswana? I said, no, I'm from California or something like that. And then he explained to me. I said, what are you going to do in Botswana? He said, I am going to kill a leopard. Hey, he said, I have had licenses to kill many animals. The leopard remains elusive. So the leopard is still at large, like I've not killed it before. He has had several attempts. So, then he explained to me. Then I realized I'm sitting in the presence of a very powerful person. Yeah, they buy these licenses for millions of pula. I said, what are you going to do with the leopard? Say, oh, I will skin it. And the boys will skin it for me. We are going to track it from tomorrow. I say, in my country. Abba, I don't even know people are licensed to kill these things. So he told me what he does. So I said, oh, so you are a millionaire? I said, yeah, man. When you have finished and achieved everything, there is nothing else to do. You start having these weird ambitions. But you know, unfortunately, we were 10 minutes to landing. So when we landed, he gave me his number, which I lost. But I realized that, you see, when you don't know somebody, nothing from that person will flow to you. You will not even behave properly. If, for instance, the president disguises himself, and comes and then sits in a combi next to you. Yeah, and then he's just chatting. And you too, you are chatting, you are chewing gum, you are saying all the stories from your village. Yeah, and then he also makes a comment, say, yeah, you know, this government, these people, blah, 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 blah. Hey, what's this boy? And things like that. And not knowing. And then after you move after 10, then he removes his mask. You will be hot. Because suddenly you will even jump. Suddenly you realize, hey, this is not mungame. Yo, ntusa.
Help me.
Mungamuo. Hey. And you already have said a lot of insults, and a lot of your village talking came out. When you don't know a person, you don't behave properly. Yeah. Like maybe you are a brother, you're sitting next to a lady, and the lady doesn't know and has not revelation that she's sitting next to the Prince of Peace. She will be there chewing gum and playing with her phone.
And the Prince of Peace will not choose her. When you don't know some, like when you don't know Jesus, like who really Jesus is, you will be there, you will not even talk to him. You will not even do things that are appropriate. You will live a normal life. That is what Jesus asked the disciples. Who do people say that I am? You know that question. Oh, some say, you know, you are Jeremiah, you are one of these guys. You know, you are Shepherd Bushiri, you are TV Joshua, you are Revolver, my Rev. Yeah, what? I say, some say this, some say this. That's why up to now, the present day Israel, they've not accepted Jesus because they don't know who Jesus is. They're still waiting for the Messiah. The one who came, they didn't accept. That is why the Bible says he came to his own. And his own received him not. Please, may you not miss Jesus. I think about 2 months, 3 months ago, Jesus actually came here to this church. We had just finished fasting for 3 weeks. 3 weeks we finished fasting. And then we were praying. We finished praying. Now, one of the Sundays whilst we were praying, a man walked in through this door. Me, I didn't see him. I'm told the story. And I saw the pictures. A very old man. Old, with long dreadlocks. But he came from a new car outside. And we took the number plate of the car and called transport to find out who is this man. Now, when that man came here, he came to inspect everybody who was praying. He was walking like this with a big leg, huge leg, barefooted. But he came from a brand new car, wearing coveralls. After church, I can show you the picture. When you see the picture, you run away. Many of you angels have visited you. You didn't know it was an angel. God has come to your house. You didn't know it was God. Yeah. Mostly God comes through visitors and strangers. And so this man came here, and many people had different encounters. And then he went through the door here and ran out, got into the car, and moved. So the following day we called transport. I called the owner of the car. Hey, who was warning me? Who are you? I said, you came to our church. He said, what? No, Jesus, you see, for instance, Jesus said, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. So you are the hungry man again. When I was in hospital, you didn't visit me. I thought you are shiny and glamorous. When I was naked and I was by the roadside, you didn't give me clothes. The other time, Paul was accusing the church and persecuting the church. And Jesus came to him and asked him, what are you doing to me? So, you are also the church. When you don't know who Jesus is, you will continuously misbehave and continuously miss divine encounters. Hallelujah. He said, when I was hungry, you didn't give me food. I thought, Jesus, you are in heaven. No, I'm at the orphanage. Ask your neighbor. Say, neighbor, how many times have you missed Jesus? Maybe Jesus is riding on. Maybe Jesus has sent me.
Maybe Jesus is in me. Maybe I'm disguising myself as a human being. Okay, let's read John 14. I'm not Jesus. I come from Magdalene. I'm a sinner. Verse number 8. Look at it. I'm preaching and I'll finish soon. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father and we will be happy, or it sufficeth us. Show us God. Where is God? Where is God? Show us the Father. We want to see God. Do you know nobody has ever seen God? Nobody. When Jesus had this question from Philip, he said, you want to see God? Verse number 9, Jesus showed him. Jesus said to him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Abba! He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou, show us the Father? I am the Father. Hey, Maruti, the man at the tata. There is nothing difficult. Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Yes. Who is Jesus? Jesus is God in another form and another shape and another means. Only you cannot see. For instance, do you know that God is here? Yeah. Are you aware God is here? Are you aware Jesus is walking here? And I'm sure many of you have seen Jesus. Many years I was praying and I was asking Jesus, I want to see Jesus. How many of you would like to see Jesus? Let me tell you my story. Many years ago, I was praying. I was in medical school. I was praying, Lord, I want to see you. And I never saw Jesus. Then many years passed by. Then one day, I went to town. It was called Osu. In Ghana. When I was there, there was a small boy like this. He was a half caste. Half caste is called what? Colored. He was a colored boy. But he was a beggar on the street. Drooling and very dirty. And he came to me to ask me for money. Hey, I was so annoyed. No. No. Go away. And I remember I went to another restaurant and they were there playing. I said, you, this boy. Out. And I don't have money. I have money for myself, for food. Yes. And we were with some other guys. And many people, and they disappeared and we left. Many instances happen like that. I tell you, that same night I was praying. And I was saying, Jesus, when will you visit? Then suddenly, the picture of this little boy. Bam! I say, no! I'm going to Osu now. Open the door. Cab, where are you? The picture of the boy clearly is one of the stories that I hate. I tell you, Jesus has come to you many times. And you didn't accept him. Because you are expecting. That's why Jesus And you can imagine there. Come and see him. Mobuloko. With infections. There was none. And he was just there. He grew up. His father was a carpenter. That's how Jesus is. Those of you who are looking for an angel, like somebody is coming with wings. Hello, my son. Hello, my daughter. Yeah. Did you know that your neighbor, Jesus is in your neighbor? Greet your neighbor and say, hey, neighbor, maybe you are powerful. Maybe you are an angel sent by God. So it's important to know who Jesus is. That is why there are so many names and descriptions of God. So that at least you have a near idea. Okay, Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Son of the living God. Jesus is this. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the beggar. Jesus is the poor man. Many, many, many ways that Jesus is. Maybe like this, I'm a pastor. Do you know, Jesus said to people, he said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. You were making covens for people last week. Because Jesus was a carpenter. He used to make coffins, a lot of it. Like, the coffin business was working very well. He used to fix people's doors. But it will deceive you. And think that, oh, this is nothing. This is nothing. Do you know, I used to pray. And I used to think to say, kante modimo hela ene ke hela sa pere ba engele bata ba tsa batho mo di jarateng ba ba supetsa gore modimo, God will never do that.
Modimo ga ke tla ira se.
You have to believe. That's why we use that word belief.
O tshwantse o dumele.
I think this is a powerful preaching. I want to know Jesus. How many want to know Jesus? May Jesus appear to you today. This week, may Jesus appear to you. This week, may Jesus be revealed to you. May Jesus be revealed. May he be revealed. I tell you, I'm telling you, Jesus is walking right here. When you have seen me, you have seen the Father. What? You were having diarrhea last week. You are also the Father. Wow! How possible? And that is why we must believe in human beings. Yes. Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you see, you don't believe in me. From today, believe that God sent. Tell them. Tell them that God is inside me. Have you ever read maybe it's John chapter 1 verses number 18. John chapter 1 verses 18. No man has seen God at any time. No man has seen God at any time. So the manifestation of God is the only begotten Son of God, which is the bosom of the Father, and he has declared him to us. Jesu ki mudimo, he is God in another form. That is why I say to you this morning that Jesus is the splendor and the beauty of God.
No man has seen God.
No man is qualified to see God. But the Son of God, being revealed to us, is God. I say is God. That is why you must receive Jesus. You must embrace Jesus. You must take in Jesus. You must lift up Jesus. You must see Jesus. Jesus must be at the center of everything. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God. You better know him and take him seriously.
And worship him and love him. I want you to tell two people, say, from today, I'm going to take Jesus very seriously. I'm going to know Jesus. I'm going to know Jesus. I'm going to know Jesus. I'm going to know him more.
Yes. Here, there is nobody who can tell me you have never met Jesus.
Only your eyes were closed.
Oh, I love it. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at sundry times and diverse manners spake in time past unto us, unto the fathers by the prophets. That's how God spoke. But he has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, who he has appointed heir of all things, by him, by whom also he made the worlds. Who? The Son. Who? Jesus. 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 Please try and sit down. Please, if you have a chair by you, you lift up your hand so that somebody can come and sit there.
Yes, you are worthy of my praise. Oh, 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 oh. You are worthy of my praise. Nakaya Duma Sabadaba. Eze, you are worthy of my praise. Oh, you are worthy of my praise. Eze, you are worthy of my praise. Oh, you are worthy of my praise. Yes, yes, you are worthy of my praise. Oh, you are worthy of my.
Why don't you worship the Son of the Living God?
Yes, yes. You are worthy of my praise. Oh, oh, oh. You are worthy of my praise.
Please sit down. Jesus,
you are worthy of my praise. I just feel like exploding. I see the Son of the Living God, and He's coming to touch you today. He's coming to prove that He is alive. I feel the glory. I see the glory of Jesus. I see the beauty of Jesus. You are worthy of my praise. You are worthy of my praise. We came here for Jesus. We didn't come here for any human being. We came here for the Son of God. We came here to see Jesus. We came here to experience Jesus. Nadado Shadamayan. You are worthy of my prayer. Oh, you are worthy of my prayer. You are worthy of my praise. Oh, you are worthy of my praise. Yes, you are worthy of my praise. Please be seated. Makari andulama. Oh, you're worthy. What's happened? Are you okay? Nilande Oshe. Kamania nanana. Let me tell you, people. Jesus is beautiful. Kesali Hebrews 1:2. I say Jesus is the glory. Is the beauty. You wanna know how beautiful God is? You gotta turn to Jesus. He says, He in these last days has spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, by whom He made the world. And verse number 3, He describes the Son, and He says, who being the brightness of His glory. Nobody could see God, but Jesus is the brightness of the glory of God. Oh my God, there is the glory, but there is the brightness of the glory. He is the express image of His person. There was no way God could express Himself except He had to send Jesus to us to see Jesus, to see God, to view Him. It becomes a mystery. And my Bible will say, great is the mystery of godliness. It is a mystery that God will walk in the flesh. What a mystery that God will be seen here, will be the son of a carpenter, will be born in a horse manger. But sit down and look at this. He said, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh. God in the flesh. He walked amongst us. He came here in the flesh. And he was justified in the spirit. He was seen of angels. He was preached to Gentiles and believed in the world and received up in glory. This beautiful God, this unimaginable God, this inexpressible God, this God, the everlasting God, that God will come here on earth and walk here. It's a great mystery. I like, maybe the singer says, how can I explain a God that's unexplainable? How do you explain him? How can I describe a God that is indescribable? There is no word on earth. There is nothing enough here to express the glory of the Father as he came to walk here on him. Sit down, sit down. How can I describe how do you do it? Those of you who want to understand God, you may spend the whole eternity I am lost for words. You see, that's why we have words like amen, hallelujah. Oh, because Arito Rekai Tim Tomati. My heart sings. My heart sings. When you are alone, you are walking. But when you are alone, they don't know what's going on. Your spirit is trying to express itself to this beautiful Christ and this beautiful God. Jesus, you are so beautiful. Oh, oh, oh. You are beautiful. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh. My heart is open. Be seated.
In Genesis, he is our creator. In Exodus, is the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he is the high priest. In Numbers, is water in the desert. In Deuteronomy, he is our refuge on the eagle's wings. He is our eagle. He is the one who leads us out of deliverance. In Joshua, he is the commander of the armies of the Lord. Oh my God. In Judges, he is the Lord, our peace. In Ruth, he is our redeemer. In 1 Samuel, he is the great prophet and the priest and the king. In 2 Samuel, he is the rock of salvation. In 1 Kings, he is the builder of the temple that will never fall. In 2 Kings, he is the reigning king. In 1 Chronicles, he is the son of David that is coming to rule the nations of the earth. In 2 Chronicles, he is the king that reigns eternally. In the book of Israel, he is the priest that proclaims our freedom. You can see him throughout time. In Nehemiah, he is the one who restores what is broken. In the book of Esther, he is the protector of his people. In the book of Job, he's the mediator between God and man. I'm here to tell you that this is the beauty, the darling of heaven. He is here in the book of Psalms. He is our song in the morning and in the night. In Proverbs, he is our wisdom and a strong tower. In Ecclesiastes, he is the meaning of life. I'm talking about Jesus. In Isaiah, he's the wonderful counselor. He is the mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. He is God with us. He is Emmanuel. I'm talking about Jesus. He is the Son of God. He is the glory of God. This morning, as you look to him, the Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory, the eternity of beauty, the embodiment of beauty, that is Jesus. I feel like preaching this morning. In Jeremiah, he is the weeping Messiah. In Lamentations, he assumes God's wrath for us. In Ezekiel, my God, I like this one. He is the Son of Man. He is the Son of Man. Oh, yes. My God. I wish I was in church this morning. In Daniel, he is the Son of God. He is the fourth man. They saw the fourth man who was walking in the palace. He was there. Ha, ha, ha. Before Abraham was, he was always there. He has been there. He will always be there. He was there. He came before anyone. Even though he was a baby, he was not really a baby. He walked out of eternity and entered time. Makadobo Shadaya. Unto us a child is born, a son is given. The government shall be on his shoulder. His name shall be wonderful, shall be counselor, shall be mighty God, and everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Ah, my God. In the book of Hosea, he's a faithful husband, even when we run away. In the book of Joel, he's the baptizer of the Holy Ghost. In the book of Amos, he delivers justice to the oppressed. In Obadiah, he is mighty to save. In Jonah, he is the great missionary. My God. In Micah, he cast our sin into the sea of forgetfulness. This same Jesus. In Nahum, he proclaims the future of the world of peace. In Habakkuk, he crushes injustice. This is Jesus. In Zephaniah, he is the warrior who saves us. In Haggai, he restores our worship. In Zechariah, he is the Lord and King over all the earth. In Malachi, he is the Son of righteousness. This is Jesus. This is Jesus. This is Jesus. This is the Son of God. Just sit down a minute, I'm finishing. This is Jesus. This is the Son of God. This is the beauty. Why do you think God will say, "This is my beloved Son"? This is my Son. This is my beloved, 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 a real beloved. No, just sit down a minute.
I'm talking about Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, kya ura pena na hoda ya ha unzi unsi sabas bae si pite lina. God calls him my beloved. This is my love. This is my love. This is my will. This guy is beautiful. Jesus, Jesus, kya rapela ha usi saba. When I simpite lina. Sit down. In Matthew, he's the Messiah who is the King. In Mark, the Messiah who is a servant. In Luke, the Messiah who is a deliverer. In John, is a Messiah who is God in the flesh. He appears in the flesh. John says, and the Word became, oh my God, he became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Jesus. Kanaya Sanda. Tana namasama. Taniniya. Mando si endelema. Nandi deya sutekiya nama. Nandi shantama de karama. Ina du shamani kamanandia. Kaya dada. Haki natsa lai ipe. Etswa nali. When I want you to take Jesus more kulu jiwa mayanda kiyo pe when hakina tsa laipe hey tswa. Oh, mukulu jiwa ka kiho wena haki shemenia yetende motion. I pray by the end of the day today, you see Jesus. You see, ubona bohle ba gagwe, ubona tsiamo ya gagwe, ubona bo molimo ba hai. Bore kulu tiwa me kiwo opela wena hakina tsa. Hey, it's what Mashanini and More Jiwa Kiwa Wena Shaina Namayanga Kelana Nime. In the book of Acts, He is the Spirit who dwells in His people. In the book of Romans, He is the power of God unto salvation. In 1 Corinthians, He is our conqueror over death. He is our resurrection. 2 Corinthians, He is the down payment of what's to come, my God. In Galatians, He is our inheritance. In Ephesians, He is our peace at the right hand of the Father. In Philippians, He's the God who supplies all our needs. In Colossians, He holds the supreme position in all things. In 1 Thessalonians, He is our comfort in the last days. In 2 Thessalonians, He is our returning King. In 1 Timothy, He is our crown of righteousness. In 2 Timothy, He is Christ our helper. In Titus, He is our hope. In Philemon, He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. In Hebrews, He is our high priest. In James, He is the great physician. First Peter, He is our hope in times of suffering. Second Peter, He is our restorer. First John, He is our love and our light. Second John, He is the Christ who come in the flesh. That John, He is our prosperity, our health, and our peace. In the book of Jude, Jesus is the coming. He's the one who is coming soon. In Revelations, Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is coming again. And one who makes all things new. He is coming again. He is coming again. I like what Paul says. He said, Christ in you, the hope of glory, the beauty of God. You want to become beautiful? Receive the express image of the invisible God. Receive beauty, pulchritude, embodiment of glory and eternity.
Yeah.
I see Jesus making many people beautiful. He's inviting you to beauty, to a beautiful life, a beautiful person. Kayala waruna mo moti mo. Many people have been made beautiful. As they receive this beautiful one. I don't have time. I wish we could worship Jesus. Many people today, you have been made beautiful. Dark areas are leaving your life. Darkness is leaving your life. Dark thoughts, dark minds, ugliness. Darkness, come out of our life. Jesus and your beauty, we are receiving you today. Darkness, come out. Evil spirits, come out of our life. Ugliness, come out of our life. Payande meshaketobo. Nekemen endolobono. Kinaya before the sons Murena Uri Alo Rikabi Philip.
Philippe,
when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Kinaya Fantorello Kinaya the Fordisa Murena Auria. Please, everybody, stand on your feet. Let us pray. Every head bow down. Maybe you are here, you are saying, Pastor, I want this beauty. I want this Jesus in my life. I'll give you an opportunity. You're saying, Pastor, I want to receive Jesus, the Son of God. I have not been recognizing Jesus, but I see Jesus is sent by God for me. If you are there, you want to receive Jesus, lift your hand. Lift your right hand. I'm going to pray for you. You're saying, Pastor, I want to receive this beauty. I want to receive this beauty. I want to receive Christ. If you are there, lift your hand. I'm going to pray. I told you Jesus was born in a horse manger. Everything is so simple. Yeah. Jesus is here. If you lifted your hand, you are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I want you to walk where you are and come to the front here. Just walk, leave your chair and come. I'm going to pray for you. Just come. If you lifted your hand, you want me to pray for you, come to the front. Oje esorato la gumpi lelo chimla tua chimula tu la ki ka kinela wena everybody let's see ki Dela wena kamili moya kinta ye nyane umpato te. Listen, if you are still there, you want me to pray. I'm about to pray. Come and receive Jesus. I told you Jesus is so simple. It is so easy to miss him. He was born in a horse manger. You may not know this is Jesus, but you are feeling in your heart. I'm waiting for you to come. There's power here. Lift your hands, everybody. This is a miracle time. Pray this prayer after me. Everybody, say, Dear Lord Jesus, today I see you as the Son of God. I know that I'm a sinner. I want to receive you in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. Please, Jesus, forgive me my sins and wash me in your precious blood. From today, I'm born again. I'm choosing you. I will follow you the rest of my life, the rest of my days. Please, Jesus, write my name in the book of life. Just keep lifting your hands. Saints, let's pray for them. I'm praying for you right now. We are praying for you. Stretch forth your hands and say a prayer for them. We are praying for you right now. Oh, yes. Father, bless. Bless, 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 Lord, bless, Lord, my God, bless. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord keep you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now look at me. Now look at this altar call. 2/3 or 3/3 or 3/4 is all men, boys, young men who are receiving Jesus. All here is men who are receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a blessing. Yeah? This beautiful, look at this handsome young man. Amazing. The future, oh yes, of the kingdom of God. Lift your hands again. I pray, Father, a special blessing today. On this day, may you keep these ones in the palm of your hand until the day of your coming, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Now look at me again. If you look to the left, you see there's written in yellow there, Salvation Corner. Immediately after church, come to that corner. We are going to chat with you. When a baby is born, for 3 months, yes, there is infection control. There is protection of the baby. You are a new baby in Christ. Yeah. Until you grow and become strong. Have you seen a baby like 2 days old has attended a party? Hey. When you are a baby and you are now giving your life to Christ, you are going to go through 3 months of godly teachings to protect you, to receive immunizations. Yes, then a time will come when you can now be in the public. But now, baby milk, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word of God, that you may grow, that you may grow. I made this decision in 1996. For 1 year, I was being taught.
I was in seclusion.
Yes. In deep seclusion and being taught. So immediately after church, you go to that Salvation Corner there. And then we'll meet there and chat. God bless you. You may go back to your seats. God bless you. Is that how you are joyful for salvation? Is that how you're showing your joy for salvation? What a blessing. Hallelujah. I want to pray for so many, many people. But I'm not able. Maybe you are here. You sense this darkness and ugliness in your life. Come. Darkness. Sometimes you see it. Especially when you sleep at night. Come here. Come and stand here. You sense darkness around you. Come. I'll pray for you.
There is strength in the name of the Lord.
Lift your hand.
There is power in the name of the Lord. There is hope in the name of the Lord.
Lift your hands and receive.
Blessed is he. In the name of the Lord,
there is strength tonight.
There is strength in the name of the Lord.
There is power. Lift your hands. I'm going to pray for you. As in the moment I say receive light, receive light. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for a miracle which is taking place right now. Satan, I bind you. Every darkness, I curse you. I command you to leave God's people right now. Satan, your power is finished. There is a great light coming to the people of God. Your power is finished. 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 Receive the light of God now. Receive. There comes the light. Oh, yes, brother. That's the light. That's the light. Receive 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 the light. Here comes the light. This is the light. Receive the light, the light, the light, the light, the light of God. The light, the light, the light, the light. Receive the light. Receive. This is light. Light. Light is here, my brother. Receive the light. This is light. Light is here. Light is here. Light. 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 Receive light. Receive light. Light, my brother. Life. Life and light. Power. Power is coming to this man. Help this man, Lord. My God. My God. My God. Receive light. I curse every darkness. Every darkness, I curse it. Light is coming to this young lady. Light! Shakabadaba. Light. My God. Jesus. Power. Light. I curse every darkness. I curse darkness. I bring you light. Beginning today, you're understanding scriptures. You're understanding the word of God. Receive light, brother. Light. Power is here, I tell you. Power is here. Power is here. Power. Light. Receive light. Power is here. Power is here. Power is here. Light. I cast darkness. Confusion. Darkness. Deception. You are finished. Makabadabadaba. Matamala makabada. Power is here. Power is here. Power. This is power. Power is here. Every darkness is going out of your life. Darkness, go. Power is here. This is power. My God. Power. You don't have songs to sing. Power is here. Power is here. He's still moving. Power is here. Help this young lady. Power is here. Bring this young lady. Bring. Lift your hands. Light is coming to you, my dear. In the name of Jesus. In the name of... Be free. 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 In the name of Jesus. Makadabo Shadaba. My God. Power is here to set you free. Power is here. Power. Power is here. In Jesus' name. Begin to understand things from today. Every form of darkness disappears from your life. Every deception. Oh yes. Satan, I rebuke you. You are finished. You are finished. Your power is finished. There is power here. There is a lot of power here. Power is here to change people, to transform people. Ah, young lady, it's your season. It's your time. Power is here to change. Power. Power to change you. Power. In Jesus' name, please go back to your seat. I prayed for you. Go back to your seat. My God. No, I gotta do it. Maybe you are here. You don't have a church. You like this church. You are choosing this church. You want a spiritual covering. Come, let me welcome you. Come here. Where I am. You are saying, Pastor, beginning today or beginning whenever, this is my church. I want to pray for you. Come. I need a spiritual covering over my head. Come, let me pray for you. Beginning today, I receive you, my dear. I receive you in the name of the Spirit. You are here. You don't have a spiritual covering, but you are making a decision. This is my home. Come, let me open the kitchen for you. Lift your hands. Beginning today, what troubles people? Stop running and being tired. Beginning today, in the name of Jesus, I open channels. Doors of opportunity. I open corridors, higher corridors. May you rise in the high places of the earth. May you be blessed. May your life take a turnaround beginning today. You are covered and you are blessed. In Jesus' name. There's power here. God bless you. You may go back to your seat. Clap your hands for Jesus. Wow. Can I have offering baskets? Beautiful ashes. Everybody standing, please. I want you to find a powerful offering. Let's give to the Lord. Ha 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 ha. There's somebody here, you have been taking pills for more than 5 years. I rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. Be well. Jesus, please come and give your what's that song I like singing at offerings? Glory to God. Please come and drop your offerings here.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Forever.
Glory to God forever.
Sing glory to God.
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 Glory to God forever.
Take my life.
Take my life. Take my life and let it be yours.
Take my life.
Take my life and let it be all for you and for your glory.
Take my life and let it be yours. Sing glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now listen. It's now time for an offering which is called booster. Booster means coins. Now, sometimes you need 1 mark. You have 79%. You should have gotten 1 mark. That's where the booster comes in. You were near the cutoff point. Somebody give me a coin. Coin, please. Booster. Now, this one, God is going to give you boost. Now, booster is, you need a little push. Huh? CD4 count 999. No. It must go beyond 1,500. That's where the booster comes in. Shake your booster like this. Father, as we give our boosters, as many as believe, may you boost them this week in the name of Jesus. Come and give your booster now. Oh, yes. The Lord boost you. The Lord boost you. Receive a boost. A push. A push. A push. A push. A favor. A boost. A push. In Jesus' name, all the offerings are blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you, ushers. Now listen, today is a special day called Visitors' Day. Now, if it is your first time to join us in church, there is a lounge this side where we are going to serve you with refreshments. It's called T.L. Osborne Lounge. Whoever invited you to church will take you to the lounge for refreshments. You'll learn more about us. God bless you. Please have a lovely and a wonderful day.